Yeah, Killybegs club man Hugh McFadden. Well, Hugh, first outing of the year, good win.
Yeah, I suppose it's the first outing of the 2019 season in 2018, but we'll not worry about that today. It was good to get out back now, you know. We had a break there over the Christmas period, so to get back around the field and get a win under the belt was a positive result. And I think we done a lot of good things today, and there's a lot of things we can learn from, and I think that'll build us in now towards the game against Down next Sunday.
You mentioned a break there, and I suppose there is no such thing anymore. And as they say down south, you wintered well, and yourself and a few more, you looked like you didn't overdo it in the pudding over Christmas. You were going all right.
I know. Listen, we've been back training now the last few weeks, just a few days off there over the Christmas break. Obviously, let men enjoy their time with families and their friends. And back at it now yesterday in the gym, and we've done a wee bit today. And look, you know, boys are looking after themselves. But, you know, if you're not, you won't be long showing up. So a lot of boys are in very good condition, and a lot of boys out there trying to play for places. And we're all trying to get a in the team, and suppose you have to, you can only do that if you're in good shape, you know.
Maxi Kern was alongside me and co-commentator, and he was talking about how it's 52 weeks of the year now, and I suppose the last couple of weeks when the club finished, you weren't doing too much on the field. So I would say you were delighted to get back on the pitch today.
Aye, look, you know, there's probably a lot of physical work done, you know, in that off season. A lot of people maybe are in the gym or rehabbing injuries or getting fit for the next season. And just to get out playing football is enjoyable. You know, it takes a lot of boys, all of us, time to get adapted to some of the new rules that were there today. And just getting out and playing football and getting back on the training pitch. And I suppose we have a wee run of games now in January to build us into the National Football League. And the boys will enjoy that.
Your thoughts on the new rules?
It's very hard to see how they're going to work at the moment. Look, you know, moving the kick out to the 20-yard line, I suppose it brings the ball forward more often. No wild change. I think the sideline kick moving forward actually increases defensive play, because you only have to mark the field and what the team is defending behind. You don't have to mark the other end of the field. And then I don't think the three fast passes really was put through to prove that, but then when I'm playing I can't give out of it. I just think it leads to kind of opportunities to break down a defence or a defensive setup are reduced. And I thought today the game went laterally a lot in the second half, kick passes for the sake of just kicking the ball over the field. But it's going to take a while to adapt to it. But
it must be confusing, is it?
I have sympathy for the referees and their, you know, in their efforts to, you know, referee the forward mark and to referee the hand counting pass. There was definitely occasions today when both teams got scores after the referee missed three hand passes, and I don't blame the referee at all, you know, in that effort. I think it's going to reduce goal scoring chances, because I think like a lot of goals now are scored between a nice piece of intricate passing, maybe a flick across the goal and the tap in, like Ryan McHugh's done so many times. If you take out that extra fist pass, you're actually putting the player on the ball under pressure to make a worse decision. I just thought it was a rush decision in the collision of the rules, but I don't think they should go ahead for the National Football League or the Championship.
Well, so say all of us. Thank you, Hugh McFadden.
Thank you.